I did look directly into the sun for a little bit, and my cornea does hurt just a smidge.
Stop.
Boots.
Why are y'all doing that?
You know,
Third
till it
person that told
happens to
you're
you.
the third person that told me that they did, that you did that.
But you really want to just fuck around
And
and
didn't
find
you
out?
remember we trolled Trump? First of all, doesn't the eclipse happen every year?
No, wait, the eclipse does not happen every year. No, it does not. Think it's normal to curse at work?
Yes.
I never curse, obviously.
Well, you work at a school.
With children, you don't think high schoolers curse the fuck down boots, motherfucker, bitch ass cunt?
I feel like you definitely have to set the precedent for the kids. Like, oh, don't curse. You wanna like, you know, ha make want make them want to
Everyone
aspire
curse. Them
to
teachers curse
greater.
all the time. I'd be like, damn.
Exactly. Exactly. I
I
think
don't
cursing is
curse. I just
normal.
think that cursing, I don't know. Like I'm definitely in the belief that we should like curse words are just words, so we shouldn't be like putting all this, intensity on it. That way, I feel like things become a little easier for people. There's no societal pressure, but at the same time, then I guess you're losing all your standards.
Yeah, I'm just realizing because I've always worked at gyms too. So gyms, I mean, there has
It's a different
I never
environment.
got to do it because let's be clear. Gyms and like the Lux gyms, you'll hear instructors curse or have curse. I'll have music that had curse words in it, but I would never actually curse on the mic. There would be instructors back when I was working at like the posh gyms in DC, and they would be like just cursing up a storm, like fuck yeah, like this is gonna be our fucking ride, and if you don't fucking get to the end of this fucking ride, you're a fucking loser. Let's get done in 1, 2, 3, fucking one. And
Oh my God, you're quoting at this point. That's so funny.
girl, because that's what I could name her name, and come on, Tia Tamara, okay? Because what that one of the names was that person, and she was just cursing, and she was a white woman, and I was like, oh. Tia Tamara can like curse, but I can't curse. That's very
It seems more
interesting.
violent when you curse because you're of color.
So it was just very interesting. And so to me, I like have now, I guess, like been outside of a working field for a long time. And now that I'm in a working space where like I have to be like, not, I don't want to say professional because I feel like I am professional in my day to day. But like where I have to keep this like customer service like office not show emotion thing, that's hard. That's hard. 'Cause I feel like, right? Like, what do you think
I
about a show?
mean, obviously, I've stepped into a leadership role. I'm in my fourth month of it now, and it's a little different. Managing personalities is a lot. And I have some really amazing colleagues and people that I supervise who are so great, but then their emotional regulation is questionable. And words like intimidating and aggressive and abrasive are definitely thrown around. And I don't know how to feel. Part of me is like, okay, great, you can do the job, it's whatever, because I don't care. But then again, it's intimidating for other people, and I get that, like, because I have people that use all the words and say it anytime, all day, any day, because it's how they feel.
I
But
think
it makes other people view them not in the quote unquote best of ways.
so you would say it's pretty universal, no matter if you work in a white working space or a like a black working space, it
I
wouldn't
just think
be
people don't
either
care as
or.
much when you work with people of color. Like, it's like, oh yeah, she's doing that, but like, okay, whatever. You know what I mean? Versus like,
But you
oh
just
my
said
God.
that you also kind of tag a label because I feel like that's the issue with showing emotion in like white corporate spaces is that you're labeled with now being like incapable or not eloquent or, like you said, aggressive.
Well, professionalism is already, mired in white supremacy and so much racism, misogyny, etc., because, it's standards to keep certain people in line, essentially. And unfortunately, a lot of, American POC businesses, corporations, organizations, like I'm at a mostly predominantly African American organization and culture, but they still adopt a lot of those professionalism standards, right? And I'm not to say that we don't need to have standards, it's just, a lot of it is coded as, markers for people of color and making sure they act a certain way.
100%. I mean, I think you see it. You see it, I mean, just directly at my experience at VITA with working with white instructors who would just curse. I think that just really does exemplify, like, I never felt like I could do that, because I feel like it would come across a certain way. And I like I said, going outside of the corporate space, like you see us in nightlife. I feel like nightlife is, or like working with bars, working with the bartenders, all right. There's more like humor, sense of humor. People are willing to laugh, joke around.
And see, I hate that. I'm not gonna lie to you. I hate that. I struggle in the in nightlife spaces because I've been in, I guess, traditional spaces, office spaces, my whole career. And I struggle with nightlife because I'm like, I don't really understand how to communicate when there's no like standard of communication in a sense. So I just like choose not to. I'm like, I'll let Rafi handle that because. If I am working with you, I'm gonna expect this organization, agenda, email, list, da 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 da. And a greeting, a package when I come in, not like, oh my God, yeah, let's come here and we'll figure it out. I hate nightlife, especially in DC, and the idea of like figuring out everything being very loose or finding out the day of, like that is what gets me. I'm definitely that girl in drag performance groups, like, hey, are you gonna make a group chat? When it's a set order, like doing, prompting show creators to send out the information because again, I just believe in planning and organization. But that's just something I've had to adjust to too. I just think like, you're adjusting. Everyone has to adjust to different spaces because, I can imagine working at a gym. Like I'd be like, oh, it's too loose for me.
I definitely now realize that being in a gym setting kind of got me prepared for dealing with like nightlife people, like not taking things too seriously, not like laughing and being like, again, I curse everywhere I go. Again, not when I have a microphone to my mouth, but it was definitely a culture shock to, I guess, now be wearing that like veil of corporate or
You're
like
the face of
office
the business.
work.
When you're talking, you represent the business, right? That's what they always tell you. I feel like all these employee
And
orientations. I, you
which
know,
is
when I got on board it, they change it for different groups, hiring groups. When I got onboarding, we did attend like a seminar on customer service. Mind you, again, I'm in education, but we did attend a seminar on customer service because they were like, this is essentially what you're providing. Like, this is a business. I'm like, this is a school, Ms. Mama. Customer service. I'm providing a free public education. What are you talking about?
I think customer service is so hard for me. It's really hard. It's always been something that I struggle with because I mean, I got fired.
Because you're a mean
I've probably
bitch.
said this on the podcast before, but I definitely got fired at my first job at Walmart because I pretty much threw change at a woman.
Oh my God. Hold on. That is so crazy. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I can't condone this. I'm so sorry,
Well,
y'all.
no, I didn't throw it at her. I didn't go like at her, but like she kept like yelling at me about like being like about the fucking crock pots not being there when, and she obviously they had 50 crock pots. There was more than 50 people there. Those fucking Betty Crocker pot crock pots were gone, baby. And she was like, oh, I want my, like, I don't know what she wanted, but she
Like
was
a rain
pissed
check
at
or
me.
something? Like, what does she want?
And I said, take your 1850, sweetie. And I just like threw it at the floor. And so I got fired,
As
but
you
that's the only
should.
time I ever got fired because obviously that's traumatic. And then I felt like I fell in line to where I know where to go. But I guess you really have to just be aware that in corporate spaces, there's always someone lingering that will be surprised by emotion or surprised by this.
I don't know how to feel. I feel like I'm definitely in the middle because I think because I'm so good at it that I don't
Yes.
mind it. Like I don't mind code switching. I don't mind, you know, doing an act, right? I love the performance. I love the fakeness. I love the people acting like they like each other and having to do these things. It's fun. It's drama for me. But on the other hand, I feel like, you know, we should be more lax. We shouldn't have to have all these rules about how things are done, when you come in, how you work. I feel like, again, as long as the tasks are being done, honey, it should be copacetic and no matter how it gets done. Like, obviously, there should be appropriate standards in terms of, you know, conduct, behavior, not offending people, not hurting people, da da da. But, like,
Yes, 100%. But I definitely believe we can talk shit about customers for sure. Like, if someone's being hard to work with, just be like, fuck this bitch.
you know, I viewed it as a game. When I had to deal with difficult families, parents, I just love my I, again I, it depends on your toxic work trait. I feel like you have to figure out what is your toxic work trait.
My toxic work trait is that you can tell me that something's part of a job, and I'll be like, yeah, of course I'll do it. And then I just look at it, I'm like, this is not important. And I just will not do it. That's my toxic work trait. Like I'm not going to like monitor like all the websites y'all do. Like y'all have a software for everything, scheduling, meetings, all this stuff. I don't use certain things. So like, why are we using Asana, or why are we using
Oh.
fuck it, why are we using like I don't need to know about Toast. Why am I in Toast? Like I should just know about
That's so
Toast
funny.
from the invoice that I'm sending. That's the most I should do. That's the most I should do. The amount of like just sh I have to be
Things that
checking
are
on
not in your
shifts.
scope of your job. I mean, I think that's definitely
Because
something we all
again,
deal with.
I will just tell people right now, I am a great creative thinker. I am very like, get me in a space. I'll start thinking about solutions to like kind of get the vibes right. I'm very that. But with admin work, I am just not that person,
Boots.
unfortunately. I cannot do
No, for
admin.
real.
I
It
cannot do
is. Actually,
admin.
no,
This
you
is,
can. It just takes
well,
longer. I want
okay.
to say, you know, right here and now that I'm just so proud of you for where you've come because I'm not organized. Like, I work with people who are like, yes, here's a spreadsheet. I know you just shared it. I've already filtered it and have all these things ready. And here are all my folders. And I'm like, that will never be me. I will never get that. I don't get that. I don't believe in paper. I don't believe in anything. It's just like not being able to check from my phone. I struggle in real life with it. So I always think it's funny. We just put two half brains together to make Wait, Don't Do It.
I think that your brain or your influence has definitely been in the structure of like tell or foreseeing like you're gonna have more time. And I think the time element was a good like thing that you taught me is like having a full-time job and doing this, you're gonna realize how much more you can do, which is great. And that's very like something that I appreciated. And like I said, I'm willing to take on, but I think what I'm struggling with is aspects of the job, which I think come with every job. But the reason why I kind of like go and like this is like what my therapists teach me, because you have to talk to the inner child. You have to like go with like what is your inner child feeling right now in this moment that's like preventing the adult in you to be like, girl. This is not even like in the scope of realness. You can just put the laptop down. Like, just put the laptop down, you know? And I think it just definitely stems from A, the audacity and the fear of money. Like, I think when I have definitely felt the most like at work is when it comes down to the coins and me feeling like this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. I should not have to be doing this much money work. And like talking to customers. I'm a great customer service person
Are you
when the
a?
customer is a human being,
Oh
but
my
when they're a
God. They're
monster.
all human beings. Well, the customer's always right. You
But
don't
when,
believe
yes.
that? You don't
No,
believe the
they're always
customer's
right.
always
I learned that. Someone, I think someone
right?
said that. They said, like, the customer is not always right. The customer is right if it looks bad on them. Girl, it looks good on you. Sure, work. If They tell you the food is like kind of gross. Okay, then just take their word for it. Just give them something else. Now, past that, now they're just being an asshole.
Oh my
And again,
God. You
so.
know, I think it is definitely a balancing act, and it's adjusting. How do you adjust to? I honestly, I really think it's an effect of the pandemic. I keep thinking of adjusting, but I think it's an adjustment from the pandemic. We know when we all sat home and saw that, you don't have to do that much to maintain society. It's hard then to have the same motivation in real life. My toxic work trait relating to that is I love boundaries. I love pushing things back on people. That's my favorite thing, like projecting and pushing things back on people, just to keep them away. Like I just love keeping people professionally like away from me. Like I'm the wall of China. I love being like, oh, is there somewhere where that says that? Oh, is can you direct me to that? Is there is or oh, I'm so sorry. I got that at this time, and policy states I have 48 hours to respond. And then that was a business day, and this is closed. So now I'll respond the next 3 days, or I'll be like, oh, that wasn't my responsibility. Oh, you did any writing? I don't see that. Like, I just love being like, I don't know. Can't be me.
I
Don't
think
know.
I really would need to adapt that. I thought about how ways to kind of do that because I want to, but I think the person in me, or like some a characteristic of mine, is the impatience and the pressure of just like if it's going to be looming. I think I fear that if I don't answer it now, it's going to loom or I'm going to forget about it.
Oh, I love waiting. I've been like, oh my gosh, has been 2 or 3 days. Sure, now do that. And I know I'm like y'all's worst nightmare. I'm so again, I'm not trying to do customer service. I get it, because again, I like doing things on my time. And if you ask Rafi, he also has learned as a worker. Like I just don't like being told what to do, when to do it. Like I just like figuring it out, doing my thing. And I could do
Again,
it. I just like doing it, my way when I want to do it. So I will always find a way to get what I want. I just think that's the game of corporate life to me. It's just finding a way to get what you want. Because I'm like, again, I hate it. I hate when people are like, you're getting paid. So what? I deserve money. Universal
that's
basic
something.
income, y'all. I deserve money. I don't care if I did nothing all day. I deserve money. I'm so sorry.
Like, first of all, what we're making these days is not what's reflecting on all the income raises and raising and raising and raising prices and raising prices. If I'm raising your prices, then I'm getting a raise as well. Let's be clear. That's how it works in the world. I don't understand this pinch pocket thing. Like, I have never gone into reggaeton brunch and felt like, bitch, I'm gonna pay people the bare minimum to work for me. No, that's just.
So I was reading, sometimes I read y'all. I was actually reading on CNN. They posted an article today that is recording, and it says, I cannot afford to live. Gen Z is full of financial angst despite inheriting a golden job market. And I have been seeing so many videos about the job market and experiencing it, with my own family and friends. What golden job market? What golden job? Am I confused?
I guess because when we were entering the job market, my first job paid me $28,000 in DC or in Reston, Virginia. Yeah, but it was only for 4 days a week, not 5 days. But still, $28,000 was literally, I was surprised with how much I was getting actually, at like $700 a check. Crazy. And so every 2 weeks, laugh at poverty, laugh at a
No,
poor
honey, I
24-year-old.
tell people, understand. When I was a teacher in
Oh,
North
you were
Carolina,
28,000 for sure. Yours was also 28,000.
it was more than that. But no shade. When I was a teacher in North Carolina, a high school teacher, I did qualify for food stamps in my first year. And that's no shade. I'm not ashamed of
Wild.
that. And I'm thankful I had a lot of help from family and other things, because I think I was getting paid. We got paid once a month in North Carolina, as you kind of recall. And I got paid maybe between like $1,300 and $1,500 a month as a full-time teacher. So it was like thir I think it started at like 30,000, 31,000. And then when I left, I think I had got to like 33,000, but like nothing substantial.
Wow. I mean, yeah,
So
you
I
told
don't even
me.
know. And I don't, again, I thank God for dollar beer nights. I thank God for
No wonder you were still going out with college students, honey.
As handles of fireballs and everything else at college parties, because you know we were definitely living
paycheck to fucking
paycheck to there. Yeah, I can't even I
coin
can't
the
even
coin.
I'm not gonna get it. I'll spill all my tea. My moon sign is an Aries. Me and Rafi have a lot of fire in our charts, but my moon sign is an Aries, and that is all about impatience and impulse.
Yes.
So, my financial management, I had to grow into that. But as a young 21-year-old, it was still not there. I did so many overdrafts. I called my mom so many times, being like, "Bitch, I'm negative 150, 150, 100." Like, boots. Like, she probably did. Like, she and like knew my account number by heart because she had to deposit so fucking much. I'd be like, bitch, because what I'm gonna do with
What,
$1,400 a month,
you
bitch?
are new
Like,
to Paris's
I
parent,
gotta be
honey?
out, bitch, and I'm still doing stuff, you know, like, and I would never like look at my bank account. I wouldn't get alerts. Like, I would just calculate in my head, like, sure, I assume this is the money in there. Then I get that motherfucking alert, ho, child, and that's just real tea,
That's
and
birth control right there. You could end up with a child like Nunu Paris. That after 18, trust, you're still gonna get a Venmo request.
no, Shay, I guess before we always before fucking cash out was easy. But she had to go to the bank and deposit that check, honey.
Right. At least we would have an easier way to do it. She had to probably write you cashier's checks.
Yeah, she was crazy. And you know, again, I was doing that all the way until probably 24, 25. I mean, I still don't even pay my phone bill, so.
That's why you're my rich friend, because you don't pay your internet, you don't pay your phone, you don't pay your cable.
Oh my gosh.
You
What I mean, what again, what about what is this?
car
What
insurance.
oh my gosh, of course. It's my car. But I did stay on the car insurance as long as I could until like they literally sent something like, "We can't legally cover you in Maryland when you live in that." Bitch, I said, girl, you got to pay those insurance and they keep me off hold. Like,
How much is car insurance nowadays?
oh my God, now you asking me what my personal business out there. Yeah.
I mean, girl, Verizon is $125, honey.
Is that what y'all pay? Oh, no, I don't. I've
Girl,
never had a
my
phone
bill is
bill ever. I've never
$125.
managed a phone bill, so I have no idea.
You have never managed a bill.
I managed the big bill. Big bill. All that to say, I don't know how we even got to this topic on the economy. Oh yeah, all that to say, back in the day, the unemployment rate, they based all this off of the unemployment rate, and they were like, you know, when we got out of the recession, all back then, 2008, 2010, whatever, they were like, you know, the unemployment rate was like 18%, and now it's only like 7%. So we're in a better space, and everything's so great, and there's just so many opportunities. I'm like, but people can't own homes, and like, you can't compete with inflation if you're
Yeah.
constantly paying rent. You know what I
Yes.
mean? Like, your house has equity, you can do loans, it gives you all these benefits, but like, if you don't have a fucking house or anything in your name, everything is Afterpay, everything is month to month, everything is, you know what I'm
We're
saying?
living off Afterpay at this point, girl. And the fact that apps are created to like support and like subsidize these like just in the income inequality, and it's just embarrassing that rich people are the ones that are promoting it to us. And I guess in the scope of everything, I feel like DC is such a big it is like a small city, big city, but like a small city in the sense that there's so many people around us that kind of emulate this lifestyle of money or high income, but in reality, how many people are making over $55,000, $60,000 right now in DC?
It definitely depends on the area you live in, for sure, and kind of what lifestyle you lead. If you're on that, you know, transient consultation life, that's a little different than, you know, the real people that work here and live here every day. But you know, DC is getting their money. Your sister, Mayor Muriel, I thought she said she was doing some like some making sure y'all pay y'all fare at the fucking metro. Stop motherfucking jumping over hoes. Y'all need to start paying. That's what she said. That should stimulate y'all economy, right?
First of all, for a privatized metro, no, I don't think that's going to help
She
anybody.
said, use those buildings to go back to work. Y'all be at home doing nothing. Get back to work.
Yeah, I think the income inequality in DC is so like in your face because, like you said, there are a lot of jobs that pay you those $100,000, but they are gatekept and they are definitely like, they're definitely in a nepo kind of space too. Like I could every I see a lot of like industries that are like so popular in DC, like real estate, lawyers, all that shit. It's very much nepo if you see it. Who's opening a bar?
Yeah, who can afford to open a bar? Which white gay lawyers can open a bar? No shade.
What job would you do? And it doesn't matter the income. Like they paid you just flat out
Prostitute.
$200,000. What job would you do every day of your life and be just like, okay, this is just chill, bitch. I'm okay.
Oh my God, now I'm like old. So I get lazier every year, if anyone knows. What would I want to do for real? For real? Probably nothing. Probably nothing. I just like working is just so lame. I feel that way. I really wish I could. You know what? No. I always said, I said this in my grad school interview. Let me use that same answer. I was like, if I wasn't doing this, I would want to be a TV red carpet correspondent. And I feel like that's what I wanted to be, a content creator. I know that's
Well,
basic.
you kind of are doing that now.
Exactly, but I'm not like happy about it. I want to do it with joy and the same joy I had. And I want the same joy I had in the pandemic. I that was time where I was just creating and being able to create and then produce and then make content and think things through and feel, you know, that I was getting somewhere versus I'm still getting somewhere. I am getting places. I am up going up, but you know, the art I feel like is missing. The I wish we could get paid for art. I wish I could just do content creation, have a cabaret where I just do old slow jazz songs, and people are just like, "Yeah, you're beautiful, diva. That's it. I don't want to have to work. I don't want to have to wear high heels. I don't want to have to wear nails."
That's, I mean, you really could get to a point like that, but you definitely have to work to get there. And I think that's what I'm doing.
Someone here is working. May not be me, but someone here is working.
No, yeah, but like, I think like you do sleep on a lot of your accomplishments that you have worked to get.
You don't entertain yourself while someone else is talking. I tell people all the time, again, going back to workplace talks that happens, I never hope people like struggle with me, but like I can't like look at someone in the eyes at a job. Like I will be, if you ever look at my notepads, like it's just like doodles and random drawings and makeup. Like I can't, when someone's talking, like I have to be doing something. Like I can't take in what you're saying unless I'm like doing something.
Let's unpack
So
that. Let's really go. Let's
like
really
sometimes I
hold
really just
the
don't look at people. I look
mirror.
around or I'll just do something. So like that's what I'm saying. I'm listening to you. I just need something to do while I'm listening to you.
Do you feel like that's always been a thing
Yeah, I mean, like I
in
said, when going
workspaces?
to church, I definitely was able to play my Game Boy, play video games, read books, all while, you know, taking in the sermon, what have you. I just like I get more work done. Even in my work, like I get more work done if someone else is like talking. Like if I'm going to I love going to meetings because I get work done because the chatter of people talking helps me do work. I just need like something going on. And then I'm like so productive. I used to do all my papers in grad school in the class. I was like, I'll just do it during a lecture because like I can work better that way. But what job would you want to do every day? Just writer, director,
Oh, I would
gym
definitely,
director?
I would definitely just want to teach my own cycle format to groups of people
Still,
that
till this day, y'all
I
know I thought about
love
y'all.
teach. Well, like no, I well honestly, if I could do any job, if I were ever really aiming big, I would want to be running my own TV show for sure. Like that's my ultimate dream, for being real.
90210.
But like every
No
day, like no cares in the world, no public eye, no like,
The fame
no
is
shade. I mean, I
too
just like,
much.
no, I mean, definitely the podcast has given me a taste of what it's like to just be recognized or like people like knowing who I am. And I really empathize with like extremely pe famous people to a point, like Beyonce and everything, because I cannot imagine like feeling like people are watching me, watching what nails I was wearing a certain day to see when I took a picture. That's really
I
overstimulating.
mean, if you want to be obsessed with me, why not?
So I would be so okay with like owning my own brand of just like doing what I'm doing now pretty much, but getting paid the big bucks to do it. That's really all it is. People have told me that when I'm DJing, I look the happiest I'm ever they've ever seen me, which is shade, kind of, because
Yeah,
they're
I was like,
like,
I hope that's not the happiest.
no, but they see
Actually,
me like they can tell that this is really something they like, that I
I just
genuinely
think
like
you're
to
a
do.
passionate person. I think anything that you like doing, like you
Yeah.
are very present and you just do it at full force when you do it. Whether it's, teaching a class or DJing, or just basic prostitution.
Oh, if I well, you would you you would be an escort. You wouldn't be a prostitute.
I would like I could manage a brothel, I think.
Prostitutes wait in the cold. That's, I think, the
Right.
difference.
I think, I think managing a brothel would be very fun. I have a coworker that, talks extensively about how, because of her upbringing, that she just assumed that she would be running a brothel one day.
Because she was in a brothel?
She was just in a, I guess, a rough area. Maybe sex work was just prevalent in that area, and she just assumed that she'd be running a brothel. So, because she was like, I just want to, protect women and help them. And that was her first career choice. Mine was veterinarian, but her was madam of brothel.
She sounds like a good time. That's the one I need to meet.
That's the one that curses a lot. Going back to
Right. Okay. People need
the
to really, that's interesting. People, if you curse a lot at work and you express yourself, you have
you
had a
probably have a lot
life.
of unpacked trauma that you need to resolve, because clearly you feel like
Again,
you need to express yourself at work.
speaking of unpacked trauma, why can't you look people in the eye when you work with them?
I think they're gonna see
Makes
I'm a
sense for the podcast.
fraud.
You're. That was a real thought, y'all. For the people that didn't hear her, she's having imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome. No. Yeah, honestly, though, like there's some, I don't know. There's only one person that I had beef with, and we were resolving it this year. I still can't look her in the eye. I just
Because this
like
makes so much sense. Now, you explaining what you do, I can see you doing this.
yeah.
I can see your legs crossed. Your leg shaking, and
No, I want y'all to know. I will be. I
kind
don't
of
even
being cut. The
understand.
face is giving us a stash of cunt. Like, I have somewhere else to go. Go, come on, let's go. Tell me. I don't
No, the thing is,
got a
again, I watch out. I'm like such a great worker and I feel like an employee, but I again toxic work habits. Like, I don't even understand why I have an office phone. I will look at people call and never answer. I love hitting ignore, and I do it all the time. And people are like, "Oh my God, these calls!" I was like, "Just don't take them." And I always just like, just don't answer calls. Like, what if you just didn't answer? I believe that written communication is just where we're at in the world. So if it's important, send me an email and I'll respond. But like, I'm not gonna talk to you. What the
I
fuck is
genuinely do sometimes prefer like phone calls. I genuinely am like a personable person, so I like to do that element. And so I think that's something I could probably do from now on, is like just going straight to a call and be like, "Hey girl, this is what's the tea. I want you to understand, like, this is what we broke down. You can get mad at me, but I'm gonna charge your car now."
No, I am the person I work. Again, I will watch a call come across the screen, click ignore, and then email them and be like, "Hey, I saw your call. Did you need anything? Like, what was your question? Like, I'm not gonna call you." I just think like me talking. I don't, again, go back to phone anxiety. I just don't like talking anyway, and I why would I talk to you? Just write what you need, express yourself, and then we can get it
But you,
resolved.
okay, I feel like anyone who's emailed Wait, Don't Do It knows exactly when Rafi's emailing and when Nunu Paris is emailing.
Yeah, and
Because
even where
when Nunu Paris emails, you could have sworn you're being served by a lawyer, honey. Good evening.
ha ha.
Good morning. No, hey, girl.
It's not that friendly. I mean, we're cool. Like, I'm not saying, hey, I don't, again, I do very generic emails. Like, it's always gonna be good afternoon, morning, evening. I hope all is well. Facts, facts, facts. Please, if you have any questions, have a great day.
Thank you.
Period. Yeah,
But
that's it.
wait, no. It's usually, if you're getting weight, don't do it. It's good morning, facts, 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 facts. XOXO, new Paris. I need you to update that signature now. If you email Wayne to do it right now, it is the most embarrassing signature. XOXO Gossip Girl. What in our brand?
Well,
What in our brand gives
I don't know
XOXO
why. Every
smooches?
time when I become a woman, I just feel like that is how you write. You say XOXO. I don't know what kind of
And what's
massage,
crazy
and
is
that's
people
sexist
think
and
a
misogynist now.
grown.
So I own it.
I want you to understand when sometimes when people are emailing and I'm answering, they think a 30-year-old man is selling XOXO. That's what they think. That's what they think. They just adding to the just.
And my professional one in my workplace is a signature. It just says best, comma. No.
Literally, you, it's like you hate the person. And Nudu will just do that with like important emails too, like someone you just want to, they're giving us something and you're like, they're like,
XOXO.
no, again, it's good evening, receipts attached, good
Please be
night.
attached. I think I've written please be
Please see
attached
attached.
like a billion times in my life. Like that is my favorite phrase. Please
Please
be
see attached.
attached.
It's so
It's
cunty.
con. It's
That's so
powerful.
cunt. That's
It is.
so.
It is. And it tells you what you need. Like you, honey, you go to email and see what the fuck I say. You go see about it because I sent it and now it's on you. Again, I love pushing things on people. Like okay, per your request, I've attached this. Please let me
I
know any
am
questions.
very similar to that. Like, I'm a volleyer too. Like, bitch, now this is your turn. This hot potato. Don't
Yeah,
give
I'm
this to
like,
me
I
anymore.
just want the least amount of responsibilities. I'm gonna do everything I can to get it off my plate. I work really hard at being lazy. I'm like, nope, not mine. Like, bitch, I will know something. I ain't done something in 3 months, and I'll be like, oh, bitch, but they didn't grant me access until this week, and I know I didn't say nothing,
That's the
but they
thing
found
about being the
out.
personality gay hire. I'm telling you, we do get a lot away, but we get a lot. I do think we get away with more than the average person.
Down when I became department lead and I was working with former supervisors and I was like, oh, I really wasn't doing anything, was I? They were like, no, you were pretty like lazy. And I was like, oh, this is what you're doing? This is a lot of work. Y'all did this every day. Like I
So
would really be in
maybe
there and be like, I'm
they, but they just
confused.
let you be lazy.
Yeah, cause they I mean, what you gonna do?
That's
You
the
know, and I
thing.
get it.
Are
I'm
you
in a
gonna fire
union, and I'm
me?
in a
Like,
union. I'm like, girl,
correct.
we in the same union. You can't tell me a motherfucking thing, bitch. I wish, we're, when you're in a union, you get confidence. You'd be like, what? Now what? What you gonna do?
That is
Exactly.
the thing. You are a union worker down to the T, and I want to be a
Because
union
what are y'all
worker.
gonna do? I'll see the consequence. Put it on the table. And my girls just got a reprimand, and she was like, oh, we have a meeting. And she was like, I'm not meeting without my, representative. So when he tells you he's available, then we'll meet. Like y'all don't run nothing around here. I love that. I love it. You gotta make the employer scared of you. I definitely believe that in any job. Like make them.
DC passed this proposal thing and that was like restaurants have to pay their people a minimum wage. It's like Prop 28 or something,
Oh yeah.
which is crazy because I think that's a s ridiculous law in hindsight because, and that's why I never spoke about it because I wasn't in the industry. But now that I'm watching the industry, why are we fighting for minimum wage as a restaurant group, like a restaurant culture in DC? We should be unionized. We should be unionized as restaurants,
Boots.
and every restaurant should be union. That should have been the law. That should have been the, like,
A
there should have been
federal
a,
union law, imagine y'all.
for DC, it's not a federal law, it's a city law where, again, if you're owning a restaurant, you automatically have to sign on to be in a union.
Oh,
You have to
y'all think
unionize.
y'all state? Y'all think y'all get states' rights?
Well, I mean, clearly, I don't know what the fuck is going on in DC. But like it's definitely a trickle down. It feels like because we're not a city or because we're not a state, you're seeing what that means. We have a lawyer, we have mayors that don't have any power, and so they just
Mayors, mayors.
because I'm one of
You're one of the mayors,
them.
the many mayors of DC.
But no, we have the nightlife mayor, we have the mayor of DC, we have so many different kind of mayors in DC, and none of them actually have any power. They have to answer to so many other things. It's perplexing. We have restaurants that are now can't afford to pay people minimum wage. They really just they don't want to have that. They don't have that resource. I really genuinely believe, I see that. I'm seeing that numbers. I'm like, girl, minimum wage, that's crazy. what's going to be like a couple $100,000, just for like a couple employees making minimum wage. So to me, it should have been a union thing. We should have been talking about union having subsidies for restaurants because they're unions. That's what we should be doing. But no one wants to talk about that.
Oh my gosh, now that you've done your taxes, you know about subsidizations and tax write-offs and everything else,
I'm just
honey.
throwing words that I've heard other people say, but I'm definitely making that formula by myself. No one's have thought that. No, I no one has. I don't know if it ha people have been talking about this, but are people like saying like, why did we go for Prop 28 when we should have been fighting for unionization in restaurants? Like, why are we asking for bare minimum wage? That's why that should have been struck down, because minimum wage is ridiculous. It's a slap in the face. If we're giving farmers in Nebraska subsidies to farm and produce toxic as milk for that for
Toxic
people,
as milk. You heard
then
it
we
here
should be
first.
giving restaurants subsidies to open. We are losing so many businesses in DC because of the crime. So like, I'm what's not clear. We have a surplus in DC, but there's no subsidy. There's no room to give subsidizations to business owners, small business owners. I don't understand how that works. And
Yeah,
again,
especially if they want to revitalize all these areas.
but let's be clear, business owners, we have to like start in, like intersectionalizing that. What kind of business owners? Who are we propping up? Who are we taking care of? Who are making sure that they have that push to the starting line? Because let's be clear, why do you think DC's nightlife sucks? Who's opening DC nightlife? Lawyers, white men. I don't know about y'all, but like, white men don't push culture. So the
I
money in
know.
DC is just all the best events that you're seeing are all just coming from people grassrooting. And that's the unfortunate thing. And I don't know if that's just a DC problem, but I definitely see that as like a constant thing, unfortunately, especially now that I'm in the space.
He's in it, y'all. I agree with you.
Oh.
I think that if we wanted to be strategic, and not just DC, but even our country as a whole, we would be again. They forgave, I guess, I think about 80% of those PPP loans, right? In 2020 and
Which
2021.
I,
Oh.
not me
But
talking about, cut that out, cut that out.
they forgave a lot of those loans. But you know, and there was really no discussion about it. It just kind of happened. But we're not doing that with like student loans. We're
No,
not.
money, but again, money's ridiculous. Money's a
Right, we're not, you know, utilizing, hey, okay, well, you can get your loans for, you know, forgiven if you do X, Y, and Z. Like, why not just do it for service, public service, things that help our, you know,
When did
society
society
grow?
start? When did money start? When was this concept of money? Because we were all trading at one point. We were trading Pokemon
When was the
cards.
first money?
Yeah, who decided about money? Who decided that? Who?
I could
Google
go
it.
through our history. I can
Google,
go through our
Google,
history
Google. Where did
lesson.
money come from?
Money as it is understood today originated in China 3,000 years ago. This answer is from encyclopedia.com.
Ooh. America is bent out of shape. We're the queen of capitalism, but money did not start here. It started in China. That's crazy.
When Christopher Columbus brought money over,
China already had done it.
had been hairs, honey. Been da 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 da
So
da.
that is so insane.
I just think work culture economy is a hard uphill battle. But you know, we're also post eclipse, Aries season, retrograde phenomena. And I know y'all can feel the energy, right?
You say something about retrograde, and then it's really just a solar eclipse, girl. And just, I mean,
The
do you
girls that
think,
get it, get it.
no, do you think the girls, like, do you think everyone's just going through it right now? Well, I mean, we are all going through it, but I think that's just constant for everyone, right? We have ups and downs.
So you didn't enjoy the eclipse?
Unfortunately, I did not. I drove back from North Carolina that day, so I had to work all day, and then I napped for an hour, and that was, and unfortunately, I chose the time of the eclipse to nap.
Wow. Some of us definitely wanted to see, you know, once in a lifetime. It's not once in a lifetime. It'll be back in 20 years. You'll be like 60 then, I think. But It'll be around again. So hopefully we're around to see it. So the next one will be in 2044.
Wait, it happens 4 years ago.
I'm sure.
It did with
Are you
Trump.
talking
Remember
about the
Trump?
earthquake? Are you talking about the earthquake in Jersey? That happened 4 days ago.
Oh my God, my sister texted me. She was like, "Did you
Oh
feel
wait, did she
that?"
feel it?
My sister texted me, like, "Oh my God, did you feel that?" And she has earthquake. We all had earthquake trauma because we were in El Salvador during like their big 2001 earthquakes or whatever.
Wow, how come we didn't hear about that? Oh, 2001. That was 9/11
Cause,
year. Sorry.
yeah, and also y'all don't care about El Salvador. So,
I didn't know that was a country until 10th grade. So, but that's
now your
normal,
best friend
though,
is
right?
Salvadoran.
Americans? No, let's not get crazy. When you are from the South, especially too, I don't think that's abnormal. I think we only know about Mexico,
No, I
and
know.
like.
I just think it's just unfortunate that people just don't care about us. But
I care about y'all. I donated to Haiti in 2009.
yeah, she was in the shower when the earthquake was by herself when she was 16 in El Salvador, her first earthquake experience by her home alone. So
I love the reaction on TikTok from certain New Yorkers or TikTok content creators who were like filming when the earthquake happened and they just like kept going. I want y'all to know, if it's my time, it's my time. Like when I went to the eclipse, I went to a happy hour. Me and my man went and got drinks because I was like, well, if the world ends, if I get superpowers, what have you. I need to be drunk. Like, it's just what is what it is, what it is.
you're telling me the only thing gets you to a happy hour is the possibility of an like apocalypse?
Impending doom. Absolutely.
That is,
Why else would you go drink?
what kind of human are you?
Rips it off.
You don't like our society, which is, I mean, it's fair. I get it. But how often do you feel like you want to engage in like
Oh, I think about that all the time.
outdoors?
I'm like so antisocial sometimes. I don't like people. The thing is, I'm like the nicest person, and that's why it's again so funny between me and Raffy because Raffy's like the meanest one, and I'm like the nicest one. Raffy's the most outwardly mean one, and I'm the most inwardly mean one.
No, and by inwardly
I
mean, she's not just mean to herself.
am mean just myself. That's it. I just mean the mean. That's it.
I feel like I am just more in the sense of directness. I'm never mean. I've never been
I'm
mean.
so
My therapist has
anti-confrontational.
clarified that I've just never been a mean person. I'm just not mean. I'm just generally not a person that's like, I say what I feel. And I don't like, I'm not like, oh, Nunu, you look so ugly today. I've never said that. I've never said that.
No, absolutely. But, I just feel like if anyone, not just a you thing, I feel like anyone, reacts out of frustration to another person and it comes across not happy, then I guess it's not mean, but it's not like nice.
I don't yell at people though. I yell at people. Okay, that's another thing. If someone is like yelling, as long as they're not looking at you, why are you caring? Like, if I have a if I'm like frustrated, let me be frustrated. It's not about you.
Oh yeah, I mean, again, because I work in a space, POC. I think there's so much grace allowed. I had a coworker who I absolutely hate Boots. And I usually don't hate people, but like I hate her like
What
down.
makes you hate a person? What crosses from like dislike to hate? Because you don't really hate anybody.
Exactly, like I hate her. Like no, this person at work is something I hate about people. I hate stupid bitches. I'm not gonna lie to you, stupid bitches just get on my nerves. Like. Just don't be stupid. I get being lazy and like being. I feel like, but if you're being lazy, like you got finesse being lazy. It takes some thought process.
We work with people, but we're all pretending like we don't have our own lives with our own problems, without our own, like, you know what I'm saying?
You spend most of the time with the people you are with. I spend my whole last few years with these people all the time. So, it's a weird life of. Hiding, but being open, but hiding, but being open. And I feel like we look down upon the people who are more open about who they are in real life versus, a bitch like me. But again, if anyone knows me, I'm Hannah Montana, real
You'll never know who Nunu Paris is as a boy, honey. Trust.
life. Trust the Duchess. I am obsessed with the idea that the world is ending. I bring this up every other episode, but. A tour was announced, and I feel like the world is ending.
Who announced the tour?
Missy Elliott.
Oh.
with Busta Rhymes
That's fun.
and Ciara
Sierra.
and like Timbaland.
Do you want to go?
I mean, kind of, but it's just weird. Like she like never toured. These people never tour. It's like why is everyone releasing something or touring? What do they know? What does the Illuminati know that we don't know about the Earth?
Do you think like Beyonce is like releasing all these albums all in one?
Are they
But what, okay, first of all,
they're trying to fund their ticket on the rocket to Mars.
is that what people are talking about right now?
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you think that's why Nicki toured?
I think it's why all of them tour. I think they're all funding their ticket on the rocket to another planet, Wall-E style.
Remember that Jennifer Lawrence movie where like they get off, the rich people get off in the spaceship and they get to go to their other planet and it's actually full with mole people or whatever and they eat them and they're
Oh,
like,
that one on Netflix. Yes, with
yeah,
Meryl
like
Streep and Tyler
I
Perry.
want rich
Yes.
people to really realize that they can go through all these things, but they're just human, just like everyone else. And once the we die, honey, you're probably gonna die too, honey. We're probably gonna die too.
I mean, that's just the state of the economy and work and life, I feel. And I'm not saying like that. And like, I feel like I'm still, we're still growing. We're celebrating, honey. We just hit taxes, so we're celebrating numbers for Reggaeton Brunch and how we're expanding and growing and looking forward to things. But if the world
I
ends,
did do my taxes and I was very pleased with
our taxes.
how everything went. No, these are sole proprietorship. I told
Oh.
you tried it. You tried it. but no, it was definitely sole proprietor. I had to put all this on my name because Nunu Paris did not want to do it with me.
That's not true. That someone
That's true
definitely
boots.
created an
That's
account
true
behind my
boots.
boots. It
That's
is
true boots. That's true boots.
embezzled
That's true boots.
the
And yeah.
Wait, you didn't think Reggaeton Brunch would be a success?
I don't want to assume anyone that listens to us that thought that because that would be crazy. Y'all knew that this was gonna be successful. Trust. When I put my mind to something, I do it, sweetie. So let's be clear. That was never I ne when I did Reggaeton Brunch, I never thought it was gonna be a flop. I never thought it was gonna be a flop. Just
And that
never.
is the magic of Rafi. And no, honestly, I just think blind ambition sometimes just like gets the job done. And I said this, speaking of work, I said this at work and they all call me crazy. Like all five of my team call me crazy. I was bullied. Okay. So
Okay. I'm on your side already.
I talk about, my favorite quote. There's certain, quotes. Back in the day, y'all, we had to know quotes. I don't know what is. We were the last generation that had to memorize stuff. You remember, we had to memorize speeches and do stuff in school. And they tried to, we couldn't use note cards during speeches, and they want us to memorize everything, right? So there's certain quotes that still stick with me. One of my favorite quotes is by an author, Tina Fey, and she said in that book that self-confidence is 90% self-delusion, and that stuck with me. And when I said that, all those women looked at me and was like, "That's crazy. What are you talking about?" And I was like, "What?
Like
You don't get
self-confidence,
it,
self-delusion.
right?"
Yeah.
They were like, "Why would you be delusional?" I was like, "But what?" And I don't know if straight girls, cis girls, whatever girls don't understand the idea of delusion, but honey, your marriage
I
is a
don't think straight
delusion.
people do. No, I think straight people have shamed us into like queer. Again, queer people have to be delusional a little bit because we were masking ourselves for so long that now we have to do like 10 times the confidence to dig yourself out of the years of core memories of you hating yourself. So like I completely relate to that, obviously, because that is part of the game. I have to just truly believe that I am so much more than what I actually am. And unfortunately, it gets me into trouble sometimes. But so that's why I'm like trying to find avenues to secure
Right. And I
the
and you know
next
I don't
round.
have that. My favorite emotion is fear. So
I will
I
say yes. Our conversations, I think, are like if our dynamic is like if the fear person in Inside Out and the like joy slash anger
anger.
person.
I was like, no, don't forget anger.
Okay, no, but you're the
Don't forget.
disgust. You're the disgust.
If
You
fear slash disgust, the word was joy slash anger.
and the sadness is a mixture of both of us.
Well,
She's like, well, sadness is part of everyone. But yeah, we don't like to be sad though. That's definitely a core four for us. But yeah, that's definitely the dynamic. It's definitely like me trying to be like, girl, this is gonna work out, and then you being like, bitch, but what about this, this, and this? And I'm like, no, bitch, that doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
so I leverage, and I think that's so important in a workspace. And this is really
Okay,
advice.
that's a
This
good
is
word to use.
really, really good. I believe when I say I didn't like dumb bitches, like I just feel like whatever you are, whatever you have to know what it is that you do well, who you are, what you're bringing to the picnic, Diva, and then find ways to compensate for the things you don't do well. Delegate, work with other people. Because I am a fearful bitch, I would work with someone more loud and obnoxious. Or I, even in my team at work, I love working with the team I am at women. No, even working at the team and working at women, I love them. They are loud, they are direct, they are intense sometimes, but they are knowledgeable and well-meaning. So I go along with them because I'm not going to be the person that, is rah-rah. But I'll support that girl. I'll take credit, honey. Be like, oh yeah, I organized all this shit, honey. And it'll look great on me and great on everyone else, but like I'm not that person, so I have to amplify and uplift team members and or working with Rafi just because that's not my skill set. So I try to use amplify your skill set. That's what I feel like is the best thing to do. And when you don't have
For
something,
sure.
find someone else that can do it and work with you to do it so that it's all like, oh yeah, I'm doing that too. We're
For
doing it
sure.
together. I love collaboration. I'm so team based. I'm like, yo, what y'all want to do? I don't want to make no decisions.
Yeah, that is collaboration is so interesting. That's a great word to put with collaborating with others. I think I'm going to try to start doing that when I'm trying to work with others in my job, and I just don't want to like engage in a work situation. I think that's a good way to say it, is collaborating. We're just trying to collaborate to the finish line together.
Right. I don't know everything. And I think once I learned that about myself, because I was really motivated. I was very Leslie Knope, very all that when I was younger. And then I was like, after the pandemic, I was like, why am I doing all that? And then I realized how lazy I am inside. Like, I don't want to work. I don't want to be the best. Why am I trying to be top here? I just want to make my money and go. And if you know, we'll see you this Saturday at Reggaeton Brunch at El
We just sold
Rey.
10 more tickets for this weekend.
Amazing. And next weekend, we also have our 420 brunch at El Rey again. But make sure y'all get y'all tickets for Reggaeton Brunch. Make sure you check out our link tree for any additional information. Also on 419 for the Tortured Poets Department release for our Taylor Swifties out there. We're going to be at the Coop with our
You
Taylor
are. I'm
Swift
not.
bingo.
I'm not. You are.
Oh my God. He said he's not coming. He
And
said,
I'll be there. I'm gonna be
fuck
there
supporting. The fuck
supporting.
supporting,
I'm there. I'll be there. I'll be
bitch.
there
Damn.
supporting. I'll
Did
be there
that quick. You
supporting.
heard it.
But
That's
I'm
what you
not working.
mean.
I'm promising you. I'm not working that
No
event.
one
I'm
said, who
not
said
working
don't work? I
that
just said see us. Damn. Damn.
event.
And make sure, as always, you follow your girl at Nunu Paris on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all the stuff. Where can they find you at, Rafi?
Y'all can also find me at the Torture Department, Taylor Swift. Bingo. And then find me, of course, at Reggaeton Brunch all April long. We're going to be doing a lot of different events, but always find me on We Don't Do a Podcast, of course.